independent in thought and punk rock in life. It's the Chad Benson Show.
While the Affordable Care Act, or Obamacare, has helped some, it has inflicted tremendous harm on more families, more workers, and more job creators nationwide.
We'll get to Obamacare and the replacement that is going to be coming up who knows when. Talked about jobs there. Jobs today. Report out, 298,000. That'll be revised up or down. That's what happens. Final job numbers come out. First month out. Good. It's what matters to people. It's what I try to tell everybody. What matters to people in this country is not the minutia of wiretapping. It's not the take your eyes off the prize because Sessions may or may not have lied. None of that stuff matters. What matters to you and I, as Americans, as Californians, as Iowans, as any of them, what matters to us is jobs. It's economy. It's the affordability of health care. It's taking care of our kids. It's taking care of the things that we need to take care of day to day, because that is the most important thing. This jobs number, solid. Absolutely. First time out, phenomenally solid. If we're going to be honest with ourselves, as they're saying, it's a blowout. This is almost 300,000 jobs created. Some of it's because of the weather. Weather's been mild across a lot of the places in the country where it gets really cold throughout the Midwest, parts of the East. It's been very manageable. More construction jobs. That's a good thing. But jobs matter to us. As I try to explain that to everybody, it doesn't matter where you live. Doesn't matter where in the country. All of us, in some way, shape, or form, participate in the economy. You got to pay for something. You got to earn something. You got bills. Nobody's wandering around with no bills or no need for money. Nobody is. Everybody's got some bills. Everybody's got some need for money. And it probably would have been higher except for there was a federal freeze. So, you know, could have been in the threes. And it still may very well be. And it might drop down to 275. I don't know. Because they revise it. That's what they do. But I look at this, and it's funny. So we're talking about all of these things over the last couple of days. And, you know, there is... I've been getting yelled at by people who sit around all day, not like you and me, who have maybe retired, or they're a little long in the tooth, or they're just angry at the world, and they stew, and they read the same six websites every day, and they stew about stuff, and they feel this president's been treated horribly, and they stew about stuff, and they feel if you don't stand behind him 110% and dare question anything he does, they stew about stuff. And they get angry, and then they send you horrible text messages and emails and all kinds of stuff. And it just makes you laugh, because while this stuff's important, was he wiretapped? Wasn't he? By the sounds of what the Republicans and the people in the intelligence agency are saying is, probably not, but we'll still look into it a little bit more. Does it matter? Does it matter what happened yesterday? WikiLeaks. We had a big dump yesterday, right? Now, all that stuff that came out is, you know, and there'll be more and more. People will peruse through it over the next couple of days. There's almost 9,000 pages when all was said and done of stuff. And they say they've got more behind that as well, and that people will look through it. And, yeah, that stuff matters, and it's important to our security and of our country. It's important to a lot of different things. But the fact is, the day-to-day life that you and I lead, it's, you know, I was talking to my son last night, and he was so excited. My son, Jack, if you're new to the show, God bless you for giving us this old dog and pony show a shot here. But I've got a 6.5-year-old. His name is Jack. Love him to death. Bestest thing I've ever done in my life. Bestest, most bestest thing in the whole wide world. My son. Love him. Just like your kids, your most incredible thing that you've ever done. And I will tell you this. None of this stuff that we talked about, I said, all goes out the window. He was telling me about his day. He had to get his hair cut on Monday. And he's like, Dad, I went to Sports Clips, and man, they gave me a hot towel, and I was scared at first, and I didn't know what to think. And then they gave me a massage with a little massage machine, goes, brrr, oh my gosh. And it was so weird. But my hair's so short, and I was so worried at school because I thought everybody was going to think I'm bald. And it was Those things matter, right? Little things like that. That's what I try to tell everybody. The stuff that we see today, a day without a woman, and everybody's angry about something, and we're all pissed off, and you know, the political discourse, and we can't even have a conversation anymore with anybody. It's all because we take emotional situations, right, that we think are emotional, which in the overall scheme of things don't matter. They don't matter. I have challenged numerous people to tell me how the wiretapping of the president may or may not, based on his tweet, affects your life. Does it stop you from eating breakfast? Does it stop your kids from getting to school? Does it stop you from going to work? Has it stopped you from earning a paycheck? Do you no longer have to pay a mortgage if it's found out to be true? How does these things affect you? I think it was a very fair answer. People will come at you and attack you. Oh, my God, you still don't understand, Chad. Let me tell you how this affects you. Yeah, please tell me how this affects me. How this affects me. Texter writes in, I love it, and you can always text the show, 323-538-2423. 323-538-2423. Love getting your text message. You can call the program as well. Texter writes in, love your show. Couldn't agree more about the wiretapping and Sessions. My husband and my three kids are more important. We live day to day worried about bill after bill, which one has to be paid before something gets shut off. I think that's it. These shows all day, you sit around and you stew. Oh, my God, wiretapping, Sessions, who called who a liar? Why don't you support him? You should do this. Why are you paying attention to that? These are the most important things in the history of the world. We got hacked. You got hacked. We all got hacked. Hackety hack, hack, hack. It's not really. My 6-year-old, he reminds me every day what's important in life, right? Your family, your friends, going to work, paying your bills, having a smile at the end of the day, seeing a child that's sick. Those things are important. This other stuff, it's interesting. It is important, yes, but it's important to the people it affects. Doesn't affect you, and it doesn't affect me. And at some point in time, this is where we have to get back to being Americans again, who aren't party affiliated, who once the election is over, we turn and we go, okay, that's our president. We're going to support our president. We're going to move on, but we're going to live our life based on how we live our life, not what the government tells us we can and can't do. Right? Oh, you guys shouldn't try this, or oh, you guys shouldn't try that, or we're just going to go out there and live our life. Jobs, healthcare, cost of stuff, bills, those things keep you up at night. Whether or not your president was wiretapped, or whether or not Jeff Sessions maybe lied, maybe did not lie, does not keep you up at night. Whether you are going to be able to pay your entire phone bill, whether you're going to be able to pay your rent in full, whether you're going to be able to pay for your kids' braces, that stuff matters. That stuff does. Speaking of matters, I'm a big investment guy. I love looking at the future, and I also, and to me, the future starts right now, right? I firmly believe that everybody's got an opportunity out there to take a little bit of something and start putting it aside. Some people have a bigger portfolio. Some people have IRAs that are sitting around and do with nothing. And I tell everybody, look, you know, we've become so risk adverse in everything in life, and we're always worried about the world falling apart and everything going to hell in a handbasket. I'm here to tell you right now, the world's not falling apart. America's not going anywhere. There's no zombies coming tomorrow. Nuclear weapons being launched. Take a deep breath and think about how are you going to take care of yourself in your future as far as investments go. For me, I spread my investments all over the place. And one of the places I've always looked at is precious metals and gold. It is something that has been around for hundreds and hundreds of years. Last week, Snap. You guys know what Snap is? It went public. Snap is they make Snapchat. They lost $530 million last year. At one point in time, they were valued at like $33 billion just by the end of the first day. Never made a penny, never made a profit. Nobody's really sure how quite to monetize this thing. Gold's been around for centuries and will continue to be around long after all of these other things have been gobbled up by other big, large, multinational corporations. Why don't you do something smart, take a piece of your portfolio and put it in something that will definitely be an investment for now and the future. I'm talking about gold. I'd like you to consider using a company I work with and I trust. It's called Gold Co. Precious Metals. They're honest. They're ethical. They're very knowledgeable. They'll give you fantastic advice on how to invest in precious metals to protect what you've worked so hard to earn, and they treat it as an investment. Too many other people out there, they treat it as, well, if the world falls apart, they know the world's not falling apart, so why not invest in something that's going to give you a return? Visit BensonGold.com to get started with your free IRA guide from Gold Co. That's BensonGold.com, BensonGold.com. The Chad Benson Show, Facebook, at Chad Benson Show, Twitter, ChadBensonShow.com, Chad at ChadBensonShow.com. You can text the program, 323-538-2423. You can also call the program, 844-DIG-CHAD, 844-344-2423. Happy, happy Wednesday. It's the Chad Benson Show.
On a scale of 1 to 10, where 1 sucks and 10 rocks, welcome to Talk Radio's 11. It's the Chad Benson Show.
These cards are 11.
It delivers relief to Americans fed up with skyrocketing premiums and fewer choices. It moves us away from the broken status quo toward a better, patient-centered system.
That right there is Paul Ryan. Yesterday, rolling out what will be called Trump Care, I'm sure. Some people were excited. Yesterday, I said, everybody take a deep breath. First of all, this thing's not even ready to roll out into fully until 2020. That's a long way away. What does it do? What doesn't it do? You know, again, it's you don't know what it's going to look like until it's all the way through everything. You've already got many people from the Freedom Caucus, which is the likes of the Rand Pauls of the world and the Mike Lees and a bunch of other people who want no part of this. They want zero part of this. They think this is an absolute watered-down bill that you just change a few things, you know, lick a paint here, lick a paint there, here you go. It's a new bill when really they're saying it's Obamacare light. It's not doing anything, and it's not going to help anybody. I don't know about that. I think there's some good things in there. I think they've eliminated some things, and other things they've just moved around. He's right. You're not getting subsidies now. You're getting tax credits. Same thing, really. What's that mean? Well, it means you're going to get money on the back end instead of the front end. For a lot of people, they're not going to be able to afford that, though. A lot of people are worried they're going to lose their insurance. Here's one thing that I look at this and I think to myself, remember, Trump said the entire time when he was running for president, what's this? He didn't want anybody dying in the streets and he wanted everybody to be covered. He wanted to repeal and replace, but it wasn't. People are looking at the Republicans, not so much Trump, to be the repeal and replace guy. They're looking at the Republicans. If I'm the Republicans, they're worried because they're hearing people in the street and they're hearing people back at in their homes that are worried that they're going to lose their Obamacare, that they're going to lose their health coverage. Even though they may not have liked it, it was better than nothing. And there's a fear factor there that they're going to be, you know, asked out. And all of a sudden they're going to look up and in 2 years they're going to be gone. Who knows what this thing will do? You got a lot of Republicans coming out, but you got the usual likes of Richard Neal here, a Democratic person from the old Massachusetts state.
Does it lower costs? No. Does it bend the cost curve? No. Does it cover more Americans? No. Does it cut the deficit? No.
I don't know about any of those things. Like everything else, you don't know about any of those things until it's time to know about those things. We don't even know what this thing looks like. We don't. We won't know what it looks like until the very end. But if you think that the Democrats are going to put up a stink, there's a lot of... They couldn't get this thing through today. They could not get it through today. Because there's too many Republicans that have too many questions that this is a watered-down version of Obamacare, which you're telling me it's collapsing. You're telling me it's falling apart. You're telling me that this thing is on death's door. Yet all you've really done is tinkered with it a little bit, and then you've rolled it back out there. That doesn't seem like a fix to me. Now, I want to see where the competition comes from. I want to see all those kind of things, and I want to see what the price tag's going to be for the everyday person here in America. What is that price tag going to be to you and I? Is it going to be, are we going to go from $425 a month to $225 a month? Or are we going to go from $425 a month to $422 a month? Is the choice going to be there? Am I able to go from one state to another to look it up? Those are the things that people want to know. But in the end, being a consumer world that we live in, the first question is going to be, what is this going to cost? What is it going to cost? How much is this going to run me? Again, we're a consumer-based nation. We consume, and we consume in a way that cost is 99% of us. Cost is the first thing we ask. The other day, we were laughing about the fact that millennials are horrible at buying cars because the only thing they ask about is what? The payment. Everybody asks about the payment unless you have no need or worry for money. And by then, you're probably paying cash, so it doesn't really matter. But when most of us go buy or lease a car, our first question is, what's this going to cost? It's the same thing now with healthcare. I've got friends out there that have been stung big time by the price increases. The Democrats know there was big problems here. And if I'm the Republicans, I want their fingerprints all over this new bill as well. I want their fingerprints all over this. They need to get involved. You broke it, you fix it with us. You guys broke this thing, you rolled it out, you did it in the dead of the night. Well, guess what? You're going to help us fix this thing. We're all going to get involved. All of us are going to have skin in the game. So there's no plausible deniability if this other thing goes south. And that's what we should demand from all of these people. The Chad Benson Show, Facebook, at Chad Benson Show, Twitter, C-H-A-D-B-E-N-S-O-N. Women are out in mass today. It is a day without a woman. It is International Women's Day. What does it mean? What doesn't it mean? Are you taking the day off? Apparently 11 o'clock across the country, depending on where you are, from the East Coast all the way to the West Coast, is when you're supposed to get on up and walk on out to show everybody that you guys mean business. We've got sounds from around the country. And is this affecting anybody? 844-DIG-CHAD, 844-344-2423. It's the Chad Benson Show.
Chad Benson Show.
Independent in thoughts and punk rock in life. It's the Chad Benson Show.
If you serve low-income people or women, I think they should go to work.
I don't really think this is something that supports women not to go to work.
I'm a teacher, so I'm going to work. I've decided to teach about Women's Day instead of opting out.
Women opting out. You're 25 minutes away, women, from running out. Giving up on the day. The day without a woman, International Women's Day, by the way, which is not going over well for a lot of women who are upset because guess what? They have opted not to take the day off because they need to get paid and they now have to figure out what to do with their children. And that is making their day not so good. So now it's International Women's Day that becomes International Catfight Day. Well, Chad, that's mean. It is going on nationwide. It's going on worldwide. International Women's Day is going on worldwide. I think a day without a woman is going off just here. So a lot of women out there taking to the streets. It's going over much better than a day without a, was it a day without an immigrant? Is that what it was? A day without an illegal? I can't tell. I don't know. I'm so confused at this point in time. But a lot of schools, especially on the East Coast, closed down. I don't know about here. I don't think that's happened here, but you never know. I posted something on Facebook and Twitter, and producer Anthony says to me, hey, you should put this, right? You should put this. And I'm like, fine. But when the hate comes, because people are idiots and they're going to say stupid things, I know. I just want everybody to know. I didn't say any of these things. These are other Twitterer. And by the way, a good portion of these are women. A day without a woman is what I posted. Finish the sentence. A day without a woman is a welcomed event occasionally, writes one. A chance to eat a pizza, drink a beer while watching a sporting event without interruption. Rejuvenating, says one person. Less drama-filled than I'm making my own sandwiches. That is mean.
Screw you. That was funny.
Esther says, a quiet one. LOL. There you go. Let's see here. No honey to-do list. One person writes in, a man day. Lifeless. It's all meant in good humor. If you can't, look, just because it's a day without a woman doesn't mean it should be a day without a sense of humor, right? It doesn't mean that. Right? Too often than not, everybody's like, oh, that's really mean. Slow your roll. We're having fun. Relax a little bit. Lots of women out there today going out there. And it's for different reasons. Some of it's for people who are, it's pay inequality. Some of it's because of abuse against women. Some of it's because they want to show that they matter to the world. Everybody else is out there doing something for somebody, for themselves, or for a group of people, or for a specific cause. It is what it is.
I wish I could, but I can't. But I have babies to take care of in the hospitals.
I have to work. It's not another choice. I'm happy because it's today for us.
A lot of people can't. That's the thing, though. A lot of people can't. And a lot of people don't even want to. Our vice president, she's here. She wore red because I think you're supposed to wear red today. I'm confused, too. I didn't know there was going to be. You had to dress up. We had the Women's March the day after the president was inaugurated. And that was wearing pink, right? Everybody wore pink that day. And they had the pink vaginas on their heads and stuff like that. And then today, apparently, is red in solidarity as part of the labor movement. I don't even know. White was last Tuesday for suffrage at the speech by the president. But a lot of women just want all men, and I think everybody else, to know that they matter.
I mean, that we make an impact, that we're important, that they need us.
Yeah. Yeah, we do need you. Absolutely. You don't need to take the day off for us to know that. Right? Yesterday we joked about the fact, we should have a white dude's day. We're taking a day off. White dudes taking a day off. All right? Everybody. Because that's what it seems to be. It's like, how big is you? You know, as much as it is that we got on Trump, right, for his porky pies, if you will, or maybe some of his fibs about how big the crowd was. This is what I think all of these things are about. It's always about how big was your crowd? Because my crowd was bigger. So my crowd was super big. How big was your crowd? Your crowd wasn't that big. You must not be, whatever you're protesting must not be important to other people. So we're going to have a day without white dudes. That's it. A day without white dudes. Some of the stuff that's going on, though, it's about pay equality. That's a big thing. Pay equality, all things being equal, which it never is. So it's hard to always quantify that, right? I'm not saying it doesn't exist, but we always want to put it as if there's a man and a woman doing a job and we just walk in the room, we should assume they're getting the exact same pay, even if that man has been there for 15 years and she's been there for 15 minutes or vice versa. Shouldn't be that way. There's experience. There's what do you bring to the company. Things like that. Are you taking the day off? 844-DIG-CHAD, 844-344-2423, 844-DIG-CHAD. I am not taking the day off because I'm not a woman. And a day without me is just a, it's just, I'm under no illusion that I do anything for anybody. As always, I hear too many of my colleagues who think that they bring some magical wisdom to the airwaves every day. If I can make you laugh for 5 minutes during the day, I've done my job. Make you think a little bit, I've done my job. That's it. Again, not everybody's happy about this. A lot of teachers out there are taking the day off, and because of that, it's put a ton of people in a bind. 844-344-2423. Fewer Americans that are heavier are trying to lose weight. That's what a new study finds. I don't know if that's good or not. Is it just giving up? Is that what it is? Or is it just socially acceptable now? That's the thing. Is it you're like, well, I can find somebody who's somewhat attractive, even if I'm 30 pounds overweight, and I feel okay, so I'll be all right. I don't feel the need to go out and run 10 miles a day to try to lose a bunch of weight and kill myself with some weird paleo diet. So I'll just do this. I'll just go this direction. According to Georgia Southern University and Dr. Xing Zhang, he's a public health researcher, he says the fact is that it's socially acceptable now as far as body weight is shifting towards a heavier weight. More people around us are getting heavier. We simply believe we're fine. You look around and everybody else has got a little plump on them. You feel okay? Meh. Life's good, right? Body mass index, which I don't buy into. Those with a BMI 25 to 29 are considered overweight. 30 and above are obese. BMI of generally right around 30 reflects being about 50 pounds over your ideal weight. How do you know what my ideal weight is? How do you know what my ideal weight is? I'm curious. Like, my ideal weight is whatever I decide my ideal weight is. Several other doctors are saying they're finding less and less people are coming in to figure out how to lose weight who are obese. Because, again, it has become more socially acceptable. If you feel good, like I feel good, I work out 3 to 5 times a week. I need to, you know, on and I carry my weight very well. So I'm not fat. I'm not gross looking or anything like that. But I feel, but I also look back at times and I go, okay, well, yeah, what I looked at 22 when I was playing soccer in Europe is not what I look like now, but I'm also more mature. I was bigger. I had a thinner frame. Now I have a bigger frame. My chest has grown. I'm a grown ass man. And I would like to be 20 pounds lighter. You know, I don't even know if it's about the weight. I would just like to feel like, you know, maybe my clothes fit a little bit better. I think at that point in time at 46 years old, that's what I feel like. Like, do my clothes fit good? Do I look okay? Do I scare blind kids? Can I see my feet when I'm standing up? If I go up a flight of stairs, you know, even if I go up an escalator, am I out of breath? You know what I mean? I mean, that's to me is, you know, I feel healthy. When I stop feeling healthy, then, you know, that's when I'll change. But you got 2 out of every 3 people in this country who are, according to BMI and everything else, considered to be overweight. So isn't that then maybe the people that are thin, we should start looking at them and saying, you're a freak. What's wrong with you? We should thin shame them. Thin shaming them. You know who you are, thin shamey people. Fit shaming. But I mean, it's like perfect examples. I'll go to the gym and I do. I see those people that stand. Again, I don't know how you do it. I don't know how you flex in front of a mirror and take a picture of yourself in public. That is just to me that it's like, oh, I'm terrified to do something like that. But I'll go and I work out. I'll run 1.5 to 2 miles. I'll swim 0.5 mile and I'll lift weights. I do that about 4 times a day. I feel pretty good. Try to eat a little bit better. My blood pressure's good. You know, I'm built like a house. Is what it is. But I think it's right. I think more than anything, it's socially acceptable. If you feel like you feel good and you don't look any different than anybody else around, then why would you want to change? Why would you want to change? Plus, I think there is a movement in this country to stop telling people who are 30 pounds, 40 pounds, 50 pounds overweight that they're gross and that they're obese and body shame them. I'm telling you, thin shaming. Let's get on that, Producer Phil. We're gonna thin shame. 844-DIG-CHAT. Let's go to Peter. You want to talk about equal pay for women? What's up?
Well, Chad, this bothers me every time I hear about this because you get not what you deserve, but what you negotiate, and that's the title of an article I read long ago in the Harvard Business Review. So, you know that if you're in a radio station staff, there might be 6 or 7 guys all doing 3 or 4 hours on the air. They all get paid differently because they negotiated differently, not because the amount of work or the quality of work is different.
You're absolutely right. I mean, a lot of times it is a negotiation, and women, through more and more time in life, you'll learn to negotiate better and better. You also get what you think you deserve. And I think you've hit on something there. Plus, women tend to go into businesses, inside of businesses, and they go into different positions than men, where you'll find a lot more women who aren't in the sales force. Now that's changing over time, but you found that for a long time. And women also left earlier, so that's one of the reasons there's not as many executives. But again, younger generation now isn't having families they're not leaving work to go have families. So that is changing. 844-344-2423. One more quick call. Darcy, what's going on?
Hi. I was just calling in to say that I totally oppose it as a woman, because I worked in an industry for 20 years where I had better than equal pay, and I worked hard. And that's why I think I had and I was able, like the last caller said, or whatever he was talking about, negotiating. It is. It's about working hard, negotiating, and getting what you want. And I worked in the auto industry for 20 years, and that's a male-dominated business.
Absolutely. So a lot of businesses are male-dominated because males have been there forever, and women are just new to the fold. And it's not always about, you know, what sex you are, what's your gender. There's a lot of things that go into the makeup of somebody's salary. Not saying that it doesn't exist at times in certain places, but I think we overblow this thing, Darcy, and this is what we end up with, where we want everybody to make everything equal, and life is not about equality like that. Life is about the equality that you make for yourself.
I agree. It's no different than these kids these days all getting a trophy for, I have six kids combined, I'm in a blended family, and I'm so appalled by all this stuff. It isn't, life isn't equal. It's a weeding out process. And if you're willing to work hard and strive for things, you're going to get better pay and you're going to win more awards, but nothing should be handed to you. And just because, like you said earlier, oh, you know, you walk into the same job maybe, but I walked into a job and made a lot more money than three other people that worked for that company because I had more experience, even though I was only 15 minutes on the job because of my past work history. So I don't know. I think it's.
I appreciate your call. Thanks so much, Darcy. 844-DIG-CHAT, 844-344-2423. Texter writes in, it sounds to me like women taking the day off must have a self-esteem issue. I didn't say it, so don't shoot the messenger. 844-344-2423. It's the Chad Benson Show.
Fresh, farm to table. This is the Chad Benson Show.
In my new book, I looked at companies that have a totally transparent system, and they turn out to have higher morale, less strife, and more equal wages among genders, also among different ethnicities, etc.
That's David Berkus. He's a professor specializing in pay. I don't know how you do that, specializing in corporations and corporate pay and things like that. Got a new book out talking about the equality of pay and how transparency is good. And on this day without a woman, lots of women out there. Got to travel today. I wonder if I'm going to see a bunch of women that are being out and about doing day without a woman thing. I've yet to see any of that. I don't know. 844-DIG-CHAT, 844-344-2423. He came up with Snapchat, him and his buddy, 6 years ago, Junior. At the University of Stanford, his name was Reggie Brown. He hatched the idea that would become the popular vanishing photo app Snapchat. His former friends at Stanford, classmates Evan Spiegel and Bobby Murphy, are preparing to and have now launched Snap, as they call it, making it one of the most incredibly successful IPOs of all time. There was some sort of issue with the three. He walked away with $158 million, Reggie Brown did, and now nobody knows where he is. All they can say is he has disappeared from public life, and there is very little into where he has gone and what he has done. That's crazy. I mean, you had $158 million, though. Do you think, okay, here's something for you, Producer Phil. So you get $158 million, but you see this thing go public, and it's worth $33 billion. You could have 10 times that right now.
I don't know, $158 million. You wouldn't see me either.
Do you have a plan? You have a plan if you got $100 million? Does everybody have an escape plan?
I don't know if it's a plan per se, just that you will probably never hear from me again.
Yeah, see?
I'll send you a Christmas card, though.
Well, that's always nice. With some cash in it, right? Some cash. Got to have some cash. My thing is, like, you got $100 million, right? Like, You make new friends then, right? Because you got to have people that also are like you, like Arthur. That you got to hang out with Arthur from the movie. Because otherwise, who are you hanging out with? Because none of your other friends got $100 million. Like I've always said, okay, if I win $100 million, if I get $100 million, if I make $100 million, I've got to go to my best friend and say, Kenny, you got to quit your job. I need somebody to hang out with today. Let's go, you know, let's go buy a soccer team. We'll run it into the ground. It'll be hilarious. I mean, I don't know. You got to have, because you just want to be sitting around all day with nothing to do. You're going to go bored, and you can start a bunch of businesses, but why would you do that? You got $100 million. Go to Vegas for the greatest weekend ever. I don't know. That's it. It's something to think about. Like, what'd you do with $100 million? Are you disappearing off the face of the earth? Are you telling nobody anything? Or are you living your life the same? I always laugh, you know. I've been here 32 years, and I won $27 million. They ain't going to change me. I ain't going to quit my job. I'll be here tomorrow when the bell rings. For some people, that's them. For other people like Phil there, he's bouncing. This guy's just disappeared. Boom, away he goes. There's got to be a little bit of like, damn. 844-DIG-CHAD. The Chad Benson Show Facebook. You can grab the podcast on iTunes. Also grab the podcast at chadbensonshow.com. You can email the show, chad@chadbensonshow.com. And also, we've got a finish the sentence up at our Twitter, at Chad Benson Show. A day without a woman is? Got plenty of them coming in. Some we can't read, others we have. It's the Chad Benson Show.
This is the Chad Benson Show.